Scholastic Audio presents Atherton, Book 3, The Dark Planet, by Patrick Carman. Read for you by Jonathan Davis. The World of Atherton. If you read The House of Power or Rivers of Fire, but it's been a while since you turned the last page, you might benefit from this brief reintroduction to the story and the characters of Atherton. If, on the other hand, you know nothing of the climbing boy Edgar, the mad scientist Dr. Maximus Harding, or the collapse and inversion of the three levels of Atherton, then this introduction will be helpful. See you on the inside. Atherton is a made world, forged by the mind of a madman. It is inhabited by volunteers from the Dark Planet, a future Earth ravaged by pollution and overpopulation. Every inhabitant of Atherton has undergone a kind of memory retraining, leaving them under the assumption that Atherton is the only world that's ever been, the only place they've ever known. Atherton was originally created on three circular levels, each one smaller than the level below it. The lowest level, the Flatlands, was a vast, barren, and largely unknown place. The middle level was known as Tabletop and contained most of Atherton's people, all of whom were poor laborers charged with maintaining the groves of fig trees or herds of livestock, sheep and rabbits, that provided all means of sustenance. At the top, the lush and beautiful highlands were inhabited by the ruling class, who controlled the sole source of water. The Flatlands, Tabletop, and the Highlands were all separated by treacherous cliffs that established almost complete separation between the lands, but that distance exists no more. By the time the third book of Atherton begins, the world of Atherton has undergone a complete transformation. The highlands descended until no cliffs remained, and the ruling class was forced to come face to face with the people of Tabletop. Soon after, the joined lands of Tabletop and the highlands collapsed as well, until they became level with the flatlands. The world was, quite literally, flat. As Atherton changed, people from all three levels were forced to confront one another, choose sides, and ultimately decide whether they would stand together or apart against a mounting threat that arose from the Flatlands. Though many lives were lost, most chose wisely.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?